tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today,
they're all over the age of 64 years. They're an eclectic bunch of women, amazing women, farmers, nurses, doctors, lawyers, housewives, activists.
A group of Swiss women took their government to court over climate change and won. How did they do it? That's after a short break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We won in Strasbourg, which is really still absolutely incredible. It's now exactly, I think, is it a week ago? Well, I forgot the days, I must tell you, because life has been absolutely crazy since then.
This is Elizabeth Stern.
I live in Switzerland. I am a member on the board of the Klima Seniorinnen, the Swiss Senior Women for the Protection of Climate. I am 76 years old. That's usually not something women like to say, but in this case, it has meaning. It is important to say it.
She's one of 2,500 women who took the Swiss government to the European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR, in Strasbourg.
And why did we do that? Because the government is not living up to its own promises. And they have signed, for instance, the Paris Agreement, which says that we all contribute to the global warming being below 1.5 degrees. But the track we are on, Switzerland is on, and many other countries, we are on a track of 3 degrees. When I was a very small child, I mostly lived in a pretty narrow mountain valley that was just at the bottom, so to speak, of one of the glaciers, the Pizzol, who is completely gone by now. Just in my lifetime, it's gone. When I was growing up, what I learned is that the Swiss Alps are the water reservoir of Europe. Now that water is just flowing away.
The case brought by Elizabeth Stern and the other Swiss women focused on how their health is particularly affected by the climate crisis.
So in Switzerland, you, in order to bring a case to challenge a government decision, you have to show that you are more affected by that decision than some other group. So it's a rather peculiar situation whereby if the entire population was affected by something, potentially no one would be able to challenge it. But provided you can show that you're specifically and particularly affected, you can.
Jessica Seymour Casey is a barrister at Matrix Chambers who represented them in Strasbourg.
And that was the reason that these women assembled, because it is well established, both under IPCC scientific reports, but also the Swiss health authority reports, and generally scientifically established, that elderly women are more susceptible to heat because their bodies are less able to regulate temperature increases.
So how did the case end up in one of Europe's highest courts? Before taking a case to the ECHR, all national remedies need to be exhausted first.
This was something completely new for me. God, you can actually take your own government to court? You know, I growing up in a really highly democratic country, didn't even know that you could do that. It was like, oh, wow. Ooh, ooh.
For the Swiss women, that process took 5 years.
What kept me going is the fact that there was some anger also that the politics, the government are not moving. After we were dismissed 3 times in Switzerland, we decided, let's go to Strasbourg.
When their case got to the ECHR, the judges found that they could give an opinion on it.
The women brought the case under 2 substantive articles of the convention: the right to life, Article 2, and the right to well-being and a healthy ability to live a good life, if you like, under Article 8. And the claim accepted, really, was that climate change will inevitably, and does, climate change has an effect on how we are going to be able to live. Now, with these women, it's a direct threat to their health, and that was undisputed.
We'll have more after the break.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeeda Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim. Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves. The kind of things that people say don't touch, yeah. We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. The risks posed by AI range from bias in decision-making to misinformation and the misuse of personal information, all at an unprecedented scale. Nearly a quarter of UK businesses understand that the regulatory landscape is changing fast, and nearly half are tracking new regulatory guidance to be responsive to emerging best practice. The EY Responsible AI Service helps organisations innovate safely, providing confidence that AI and generative AI technologies are developed and managed ethically, transparently, and sustainably, and that potential regulatory and reputational risks are identified and mitigated. Discover how you can create a better working world with AI by going to ey.ai.
Last week, the ECHR ruled in favour of the Swiss women.
I wasn't sure whether I heard it correctly. In the first moment, I thought, is this now a yes or a no? Because the female judge, she was reading so many points, on and on. And then for a moment, I wasn't sure whether she was reading what we were asking for. But no, she was reading the ruling. And then we won. And I had to look around at the others, and everybody looked so serious until one of the very young lawyers from London, she put up her thumb. And then it was clear, and then we started talking and kissing. But the penny still hadn't quite dropped in my head.
And I have to say that I've looked a few times at the judgment and thought about it quite hard, and I cannot see how we could have got any better a result. So we are all really, really pleased.
The judgment means Switzerland is now obligated to update its climate policies, which hasn't gone down well with the right-wing Swiss People's Party, who accused the court of overreach and called for Switzerland to leave the Council of Europe. But Jessica Seymour thinks the country will abide by the ruling.
I think the Swiss government will take it seriously. The Swiss government has not got legislation in place that lays down targets for greenhouse gas emissions, nor has it laid down a budget for carbon, that is, the remaining carbon that it can put out into the atmosphere, emit. So it will now, I expect, adopt a budget, it should, according to the judgment, and lay down measures to reduce emissions to meet that remaining carbon budget.
Elizabeth Stern and the other women will be watching closely.
We will watch. We will watch and, if necessary, put more pressure on the whole issue. We will not go and sit in a rocking chair.
Switzerland isn't part of the European Union, and under EU law, member states have to have a carbon budget. But it's still likely that this case will have an impact on other countries too.
There are 46 countries in the Council of Europe, and this will also have repercussions for other countries outside of the Council of Europe as well, because I expect that other regional human rights courts will take a very similar position.
Underpinning all of this is the Paris Agreement, when 195 states, including Switzerland, pledged to prevent global temperatures rising by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius.
And so all these countries have committed together not to emit more than that remaining budget. I think if we didn't have that as the background, it would have been much harder. It would have been impossible.
What we did is not just in many people's minds changing how they think about climate change, but I think we definitely changed the narrative about old women.
Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper, with additional production by Casey McGlaw. Tortoise.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saida Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim. Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves. The kind of things that people say don't touch, We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.